Hearts looking to be pretty comfortable on their way to another 3 points, although Noah Baba needs to be careful, and he does ever so well to shepherd the ball back to his goalkeeper, Tim Oliver-Heimer, Stephen Doherty, and success Edigan with the first half goal. Edigan strike coming on the stroke of half time, putting Hearts 2-0 in front at the interval. And in the second half, while Athlone Town certainly took the game to their opponents in the early stages of the second half, and they had a couple of chances, Connolly and Dylan Hand up from the back had a half chance as well. Well, Hearts have held firm, and Anthony Gorman there, good value for this 2-0 lead.
Absolutely, German. I think, you know, from a Finn Harps point of view, it's almost a perfect home performance. You know, you get a goal from your centre forward, who gets on the end of a well-worked free kick routine. You get a goal from your wide player who does what all good wide players do, getting a back post, an assist from your centre forward, a clean sheet, and that's when you're playing at home, that's all you really want. And you know, almost a perfect performance for Finn Harps, and it's been a really good 3 points, because there's no way Athlone's going to come back into this game now.
Yeah, and this is another opportunity for us to have a look at success Edigan. Anthony, one of the new signings involved. I know David Colley's playing in there in the middle of the park, and associate Luke O'Brien has come on for his first appearance tonight. But no doubt about it, all the talk's going to be about success Edigan.
And rightly so, Jeremy. You know, I watched him the first week down in Longford, and he basically changed the game. The game flipped on him getting the first Finn Harps goal. A really good solo goal that night as well. What impressed me most about the game down Longford is that his hold-up play kept getting out in front of the Longford defenders and allowed Finn Harps to get up the park. And last week as well, like his ability to trouble defenders, to run behind tonight, especially in the first half. We didn't have seen too much of him in the second half, and that's not nothing to do with success. It's more to do with the way Athlone have done in the second half. They played most of the game in the Finn Harps half of the field. But his pace, his power, as we spoke about in the first half, any ball between the full-back and the centre-back is a good ball, because of he wants to run behind, he wants to put pressure on defenders, he wants to hold the ball up, and you know, it's been a really good performance for him tonight.
Yeah, I mentioned there Luke O'Brien coming on as a second half substitute for Finn Harps. Young Mark Mbouli on as well. He replaced Patrick Ferry, who had a good game out on the right hand side. So a straight swap there, Mbouli for Ferry, and Athlone Town in possession as we enter the closing seconds of this game. Not too sure how much longer the match referee Daniel Murphy will decide to play. He's had to issue a number of yellow cards to both teams. It hasn't been a physical or a dirty game by any manner of means. A success Edigan shows a lovely turn of pace and a bit of skill to get away from his man. He's dragged down outside the area, and that's going to be a free kick to Finn Harps, and just the perfect example there, Anthony, of what you were talking about.
Absolutely. Finn Harps under pressure, success wins the ball on the halfway line, lovely spit of skill to spin the defender, carries the ball forward. So he's gone from the halfway line basically to the corner of the 18 yard box. He's won a free kick for his team, and you know, he's given the almost perfect centre forward performance tonight. But you know, he'll get all the plaudits for his performance, and you know, obviously the centre forward gets all the glory, scores the goal, he's got a goal and an assist. But I think we have to mention as well, Jeremy, Noah Babby and Bakinson at centre-back. You know, wouldn't be Darren Murphy's preferred choice at centre-back. Obviously, if there's Connor Touris to come back into that, who will play every week once he's fit. But to be fair, the two of them have marshalled anything that Athlone have thrown at them over the course of the 90-plus minutes. Athlone and Abbey up front have a player who's big and strong, a lot of skill, will probably score goals, but the two boys have marshalled them really well all night.
Yeah, well, Harps are just running down the clock, and that's the end of it. There goes the full-time whistle blown by Daniel Murphy, and it signals the end of another good night here in Balbuffet for Harps, up against a team who beat them convincingly any time they met last season in the First Division. But since then, Athlone Town have lost a couple of players, and Harps have changed things here. A new manager in place, of course, and a few new faces too. And all of a sudden, there's a real buzz, there's a real energy And there's a real real excitement about this team, Anthony. They've delivered the goods again tonight. A good, solid performance. A 2-0 victory against Athlone Town. And they find themselves just 2 points off the top of the table.
Yeah, and I think Darren Murphy deserves an awful lot of credit for that, Chairman. You know, he's come in with a different approach, the approach that Dave Rogers had last year. Like, Dave had a, you know, he, I think his demands and what he expected in the players was probably too much. Darren's more a realist. He realises what he's got, what he has to work with. And he's very much an arm around the shoulder type of guy. I've known him for over 30 years. I've known him since he was a young boy coming through the ranks at Portadown. And the one thing about him, and that's why he was always such a good teammate to have in the dressing room, he's enthusiastic. He brings a lot of enthusiasm to any group. And you can see that in the team that he's putting out tonight and the first couple of games of the season. And like, let's not forget, he came in for the last four or five games of last season as well and had made a bit of a difference, Chairman. You know, and I think I'm glad for him, the fact that, you know, Finn Harps was taking a punt on him. He didn't really want the job. You know, it was one of them where they advertised the job. He obviously wasn't, you know, they weren't sure what road they wanted to go down. But he spoke passionately to the board about his plans and where he thought he could take the club. Spoke to them about, he was very realistic in terms of budget-wise and where they could finish up. But, you know, he's exceeding all expectations at the moment. Listen, it's very early days, Dermot. Finn Harps are sitting with 7 points. They've had two home games. They've won both home games. Brilliant start for them. And we'll just see now how they develop and progress over the next few weeks.
Well, they're back again here in Balvafay next Friday night against Cove Ramblers in a fixture that has been reversed. So three home matches in a row. And hopefully, well, we're a big crowd here tonight, and hopefully they'll all be back again next Friday night to see how Harps fare against the team from Cork. As it is, Harps have picked up another 3 points, maintaining this good start, good steady start to the new season. Goals from Stephen Doherty and success Edicon, helping Darren Murphy's side to a 2-0 victory. That's it, Marty. My thanks to Anthony Gorman for his assistance here tonight on co-commentary from Finn Park in Balvafay. It's finished. Finn Harps 2, Athlone Town now.